from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football, Jason Mackey with you until 2 this afternoon. Austin Bechtold, our guy City Limits, doing a great job as always behind the glass. Pirates and Phillies open the second half of the season tonight. The Pirates 48-48. The Phillies are the best team in baseball by record. It is Yinzerpalooza weekend. It should be a fun one at the ballpark. I said on the outset of the show, I won't be attending any of the three games. I honestly have a little bit of FOMO over that. And that's something I have not felt in a long time. Maybe it's because of the Pirates' hot streak going into the All-Star break, but it should be a fun atmosphere all weekend at PNC Park. On that fan hotline is Bob Walk. He is brought to you by Allegiant Federal Credit Union. Shape your future. Visit AllegiantFCU.org. Bob will be on the call tonight, Pirates and Phillies. Bob, fans a little bit disappointed, you could say, that they go into this big weekend against the Phillies, and we see the pitching probables yesterday, and fans are upset about no Mitch Keller, no Paul Skenes. What are your thoughts there, and what do you have to say if people are a little bit sour to what the probables look like?
Well, you know, I understand, you know, that it's, you know, we got a lot of momentum going. I think going into the break, I think we were 7-3 last 10 games, and you want to try and keep that going. But there is an argument that you can make that the games against the Phillies, the Cardinals, you win those, it's like a 2-for-1 because you're also hanging an L on the Cardinals, and they're directly in front of us right now. The Brewers, who I kind of thought would ease back to the pack all along, it's kind of in their history. They've started to do that. So, it's like, what's more important, the team but in front of you in the standings, or going against the Phillies? And a win's a win. I get that, but being able to put L's on the team that's in front of you and pick up a win, it is a little bit more. And so I can understand the reason that they're wanting to do this. And I also know that the fans are all charged up. They're looking forward to this weekend, and they want to see Skenes, for obviously. That's their number one guy that they want to see the most. But I know why the Pirates are doing this, and it makes some baseball sense.
Yeah, Bob, another thing I think is going to be interesting with these guys is the second half of the season, if they can manage a six-man rotation. I think this will probably be part of it, spacing out Skeens' starts and keeping him going. Just have you ever been a part of something like that? How difficult would that be for the Pirates to pull off? And do you think they have the guys to do it if they try to manage to go six the rest of the way?
Well, they wanted to do this, I think, a six-man rotation for really quite a long time now. It's just that they've had to deal with these injuries to the starting rotation, and they really haven't been able to do it. They wanted to do this so bad that they've thrown some bullpen games out there at times. They believe in a six-man rotation in this scenario where you have two young rookies in there that are going to significantly bump up their professional, innings pitch and that sort of thing. And that's the strategy nowadays. Now, you asked if I've ever been through this. Well, no, they didn't worry about things like that when I played. You came up and you pitch. In fact, my first rookie year, we pitched for a while in a four-man rotation in Philadelphia. And I even pitched in a four-man rotation in the minor leagues at times. But that's unheard of nowadays. They don't do that. And it's more now to where you're looking to stretch people out. And the six-man rotation is a way to keep innings down. And when you have two really young guys, and I think that's better than just sitting them down and letting them, miss a month. Although because of the injury to Jones, that looks like what's going to happen with him anyway. So it's a doable thing as long as you have enough starting pitching where it doesn't get in the way of making the playoffs. So that's the balance right there. That's the tightrope that you've got to walk. Everything being equal, you want to get your best starting pitchers out there as often as you can. And that's why, looking back when I was in a rotation with like a Steve Carlton, they wanted Carlton out there every 4 days. So you went with the four-man rotation at times. I don't think it's the opposite with us. Our best guys are our really young guys, and you want to kind of, not wear them out. Every 6 days with a six-inning, 100-pitch limit, that's kind of what you want to do nowadays. That's what they do. It's hard for an older guy like me to understand that and really buy into it, but it's just the modern game of baseball, and I've learned to accept that. And I think that the six-man rotation is a good compromise instead of just sitting guys down.
Bob, a couple of days ago, Derek Shelton, he joined Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss on Tuesday right around noon, as he always does. In that chat, Joe poking the bear a little bit, so credit to him. He tried to get some added info out of Derek Shelton, and he got him to give it, because the big story that day ahead of the All-Star game was that, oh man, Paul Skeens might not get to face Aaron Judge. He ended up facing him, but irregardless from that, Paul Skeens maybe with a chance to face Aaron Judge at season's end. That was something that Derek Shelton alluded to. I thought maybe slip of the tongue, but maybe a tip of the hand. If this team is in the thick of things as they are right now down the stretch, it doesn't seem, given what he said, they have any plans to shut him down.
Yeah, I think the six-man rotation will allow them to do that. I think we've seen over the years where young phenom pitchers have been shut down. And, that's the other route people have gone, and I don't like that. That's really a bad taste, because we're trying to win something. And then if you do get into the postseason tournament, well, now you don't have to worry about, the six-man rotation and all that stuff. You got all these, built-in off days, travel days, that sort of thing. So, a lot of teams can easily go with a three-, four-man rotation at most. And I think that you'll see Skeens be right there front and center. And obviously with our starting pitching, you throw Keller in there, you can really do some damage once you get into the postseason tournament, and your big three are pitching the most of your innings, and you can shut down some good offenses. The tough part is get in that postseason tournament, and that goes back to what we were talking about first. You know, the teams in front of you in this division, those are the guys that are more important to do your best against. You know, they did that when they went to Milwaukee on the last road trip, and now you got Cardinals coming in. They're directly in front of you. Well, we're two games back of them. You got to beat those guys. Those are the guys you got to beat to get in the tournament, and then things start to go our way because of the pitching matchup. So getting into that postseason, that's the big thing right now, and I think that's what they need to focus on.
Bob, I was talking to Brian Reynolds about this idea at the All-Star game, and I was relating some of my experience, but the idea of the All-Star break, and you know, in baseball you do the same thing every single day, you only get one day break, and then all of a sudden you can't do the same thing for, you know, 4 or 5 days, whatever you want to call it. Like, have you found that to be disruptive with teams, strange with teams? Is that a weird period of time to navigate? And it's probably more, I would think, for hitters than pitchers, but I don't know. How have you always kind of observed the All-Star break and coming out of it?
You know, as a player, our break was just 3 days, and it was like cherished. Everybody just looked forward to it so much. The guys that made the All-Star team every year, you know, I learned to almost feel bad about them because they didn't get those 3 days off. There's so many days off now, kind of built in, and you have, you know, anytime there's one of those days off, you always have a day game before that. There's way more time off during the season now than there used to be, and there's 4 days during the All-Star break. So guys maybe don't look at that, you know, like we used to. I mean, that's a valid point. Maybe they don't see that as a big plus. That it might mess with the way they're going. But I always looked at it, the teams themselves loved it because they could reset the pitching, the rotation, do whatever they wanted, you know, too. They could give guys extra time. They could move their good pitchers up. You know, you could do anything you wanted with those 3 days off. So I didn't think that was a negative at all back then. And then, to be honest with you, I still don't understand how that could be a negative. It's a long 6-month season. You know, you're playing, 162 games. Having 4 days off has to be a good thing for everybody involved.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, and I guess I didn't mean a negative, just, you know, the Pirates winning 7 of 10 going into the break, you've got some momentum and all of a sudden you've got to stop. You know, and can you pick pick back up right at that spot? I don't have a magic answer to the question, but that's just kind of where I was
going. Yeah, well, I'm not a really big momentum guy. I mean, our momentum was caused because we started hitting better. You know, with us, you know, the biggest question is our offense. It started off extremely poor. And, you know, we looked like we were going to waste this good pitching. And then you started having days where the offense really clicked. But there's still not a lot of consistency. And it's starting to, like, maybe show its head a little bit. But to have consistency, you have to have a deep lineup. Everybody in the lineup has to be contributing. The reason it's inconsistent is because you've got two, three, sometimes four guys that are hitting. And the days they're not, we don't do anything. We don't score any runs. So to get consistency, we got to have everybody, you know, starting to chip in. I think Hayes is going to be very important to watch here these last couple months because, you know, he's a guy that we've seen in the past that can do great things. For whatever reason, the end of the season is where he usually gets hot. So if he can do what he's done in the past, especially what he did last year, now we're starting to see a more consistent offense because it's a deeper lineup. So that's what I am the most curious about in these last couple of months. Now, obviously, we need to keep the starting pitching healthy. Let's quit getting guys hurt in that starting rotation like we've been having of late. But it really is going to boil down to what's the offense do. I mean, if they take a step back to where they were, you know, when the season started, then we're going to be in trouble no matter how good our pitching is. If they take a steep step forward and we get some consistent offense, well, then I think it's very possible that we could catch the Brewers.
Talking to Bob Walk, Pirates broadcaster, former Pirates pitcher here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob, somebody on the pitching staff that I think has been a huge key to success that this team has had this year, I think he's like the glue guy of the pitching staff, is Luis Ortiz. He will start tomorrow night. He is having a fantastic season. Anywhere that he's been called upon, he has been really, really solid for these guys. A 2.84 ERA in about 67 innings of work. Just talk about what he worked on in the offseason and how his role changed coming into 2024 and how he has come up very big for this team this season.
I agree with you. I think that's a great point that, you know, if you start thinking about, you know, pleasant, good surprises, Ortiz is got to be at the top of anybody's list. I think that going to the bullpen and pitching in the role that he was really made him, get that in his head how important command and control was. Because there was, you know, when you're a starter, you think, you know, you're going to have, well, nowadays you think, you know, six innings. But you got all, you know, you can make adjustments and do all this thing. When you're coming out of the bullpen, you know, you might be out there, you know, one inning, two innings, and that's it. You've got to be ready right now. You've got to be, you know, your best pitchers used right now. And I think that changed his mindset a little bit. I see way better command with everything. His breaking pitches, off-speed pitches. And the fastball even was ticking back up in velocity where it used to be. He's throwing 98 at times now, which is what we saw that first year when he came up. And so I think just the mindset of coming out of the bullpen is what's really done wonders for him. And I was a real, you know, everybody was talking, oh, they got to put him back in the starting rotation. And I was like, well, yeah, he definitely deserves it because of what he's done. But I would be really careful in making that decision because he's pitching so well and was so valuable in the spot that he was in, especially when we were using a lot of bullpen games where you needed somebody to come in and, you know, be that bulk guy, give you three good innings. And he was that. But then because of injuries, they finally had to put him in that rotation. And he's been fantastic. And when I was thinking about the Philadelphia, when I looked at the rotation, and my first reaction when I looked at it is like, no, there's no schemes. And I'm like, well, you know, Ortiz has been one of our best starting rotation guys. So you got him going against Philadelphia right there in the middle. That's not so bad. You know, look at that ERA. Look at all the other numbers that go with that stuff. You know, his other stats. you look at his control numbers and that sort of thing. You know, he just hasn't done it for very long, but in a short amount of time, he's pitched as good as anybody on this team. So, okay, yeah, I haven't pitched as good as games. I got ahead of myself there a little bit. But you know what I mean. So I like the fact that Ortiz is one of the guys going against the Phillies, and I certainly respect what he has done this year. And as far as the surprises, man, he's right there. I think you got to put him up there with Jones. You know, I mean, Jones has been a big surprise too. I didn't think he could come up as a rookie and do what he did until he got hurt. But you know, Ortiz is right there with him. Is like those are, you know what? Those are the kinds of things that you have to have when you get to the postseason. You know, any postseason team, especially if it's not a huge one of those great big, New York, L.A. teams. If it's a team, a smaller franchise, you look back on the season and you got to have, you know, oh, look, this guy had a career year. That was a nice surprise. You know, this guy had a breakout season coming out of the bullpen or May as a starting pitcher. Those are the good things that you have to have happen for you. And we have had some of those stories this year.
Bob, when are you heading up to Cooperstown?
I'm going to leave early in the morning.
Okay.
I've been doing the game tonight, and then I'm probably going to pull out of here. I'm driving up, so I'm going to pull out of here probably about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And I'll get back really late Sunday night, and I'll be at work again Monday.
I'm doing the same thing you are.
I mean, this is going to be a thrill for me. I think he is he's not just a great baseball guy, great manager. He's a great person, and he is so deserving for this.
Bob, what's your favorite Jim Leland memory?
I don't really have a favorite. There's just so many of them. From the first time I ever laid eyes on him back in the minor leagues when he was managing Evansville, I think it was, the Detroit Triple-A team, where we hit one of his guys and he came out and was screaming at the umpire to throw us out and all this stuff. And then he came running over to our dugout when he got thrown out. And there was no fences in front of the dugouts in those days. They were just kind of sunken, really actual dugouts. And he came running over and he started screaming at our dugout. And the warning track was kind of this gravelly stuff. He started kicking gravel all over us as we were sitting there on the bench. And we're just looking at each other going, who is this guy? That was my first ever seeing Jim Leland. That, of course, is his younger days. And he's always been extremely feisty. We know that from some of his legendary run-ins with umpires and players on the other team. And I've seen that feistiness in our own clubhouse many times. He's always had that fire in his belly. Unbelievable leadership skills. At the same time, he's been somebody that's got great humor. Can take fun poked at him and is great at giving it back to you. So he just I played for some really good men. In fact, every manager I've ever played for made it to the World Series and won as a manager. So I played for some really good guys, but he's just that little cut above. You know, I played the longest for him, and that adds to it also. But he was. I've said this before. He was kind of like a father figure almost. I mean, he took care of me. I probably wouldn't be sitting in this chair I am right here today if it wasn't for him. So, I know he pulled a lot of strings for me behind the stages. I'm back in the back behind things for sure.
Bob, before we let you go, I was told to ask about a bathroom stall in St. Louis.
Well, one thing that Jim used to always do during the game, I don't know exactly why, but he used to go back to the bathrooms all the time. And Rita had ended up, this one was a real nice bathroom with doors and everything on the stall. And so he went in and he'd gotten some shoes and a uniform and locked the door, okay? And so that nobody could get in. And if you looked underneath, it looked like somebody was sitting on the commode. And so, Leland would go back, came back a couple innings. Nope, nope, nope. About the third time he went back in there, he came out and yelled at Dave Thomas, the assistant trainer. He said, I don't care who that is in there. You get them the hell out of there, because if they're that sick, send them back to the hotel. And then Thomas came back like 60 seconds later carrying a uniform, pants, and shoes in his hand. And then he just looked down at us and goes, all right, you guys got me. And, you know, that. But those are the little things where we would mess with him, and he would do the same thing with us. He would mess with us. One time, you know, as far as the bathroom stall and the dugout story, the better one is San Francisco. But I can't tell you that one here on the radio. I'll tell you that one later someday.
I've heard that one before. That is very good.
And that also included Dave Thomas.
Yes.
But he was carrying something else at the time, not a pair of shoes.
Bob, I told Donnie to ask you about Leland.
It was a shoebox.
Oh, that's right. The one in the shoebox. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, Donnie, one time Bob told me a story. I hope I get this right, Bob, where he tried to talk you out of retirement, and he also told you were traded once.
That was about going into like maybe my second year in spring training, and I was just like, I wasn't buying it. Wasn't buying it. But he was being so, like, into this
that you were traded,
and at the last moment I said, I'm just starting a new career, everything's going good, I can't do this. And he goes, well, what if I fix it to where after this season you can go right back to the booth? And I said, you could do that? And he goes, hey, hell yeah, I can do that, no problem. Because at that point he was like big man on campus, he could do a lot. And so finally I gave in to him. I said, okay, maybe a couple weeks of throwing, I could probably give you an inning. This is during spring training. And then he goes, and then he looked at me and laughed, and he goes, who the hell could you get out? And then I knew he'd had me. But he did, yeah, he also told me one time, same thing, that I'd been traded. Right at the trade deadline. I came in the clubhouse after the game. That's when the trade deadline was, like, really late during the game. And he called me in the office that I'd been traded. I'm crying, he's crying, and all these great times we've had together and all this stuff. And then finally I said, well, okay, where I'm going? And he goes, nobody would want you. Get out of here. I know that it's
the beauty.
So, you know, when guys say they always worry, you know, I laugh when people say, oh, worrying about being traded has affected the way I play and all this stuff. That's a bunch of BS. You know, every player deals with that stuff, and if you're playing poorly, it just gives you another excuse of why you're playing poorly.
Pirates broadcaster Bob Walk. Bob, thanks for taking the time. Safe travels up to Cooperstown.
All right, yeah, definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, Bob. See you tonight.
See you guys later. All right, bye-bye.
There we go, Bob Walk. That was worth it. That was worth it. I didn't know where that story was going.
They're all so very good, worth Donnie. It. They're all so good.
Bob Walk also brought to you by Gutter Helmet. For a limited time, enjoy up to 35% off Gutter Helmet. No money down or payments for 1 year. Conditions apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.